I see somebody lurking. I see a right good lurker over here.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want a lifetime of happiness and $1 million.
The money doesn't make you happy, from what I hear.
You know what? It would help a little bit.
Yeah, right.
It would help a lot, you know, when the bills come in the mail, and instead of swearing up a blue streak, wondering where it's coming from, I'd already be there.
So, welcome
angst
back.
Eliminated. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am here in a sling, occasionally with an ice pack as well, but I'm here.
With sling. How's the...
I keep having trouble because I think, partly because of the meds they gave me, I couldn't come up with sling on various times.
The word was sling?
The word sling, it escaped me. I'm looking at it going, plinth? No, that's not it.
Holder of arm?
Sleeve? That's close. Sieve? No, that's the thing that, you know, strains the pulp out of orange juice. And then finally, sling would come to me, or someone would say, sling, you idiot! And then I'd be fine.
So, what's the deal with the black and blue? Still there?
It's...
Much better from what I remember. See, seriously.
Not too much yellow up here, up top. Of course, this is radio, so this doesn't help anybody.
No.
And not too much. It used to be like a map of ancient Mesopotamia.
Yeah, right on your chicken wing there.
Right on the old chicken wing there, yeah. By the way, interestingly enough, Dr. Sicoria over there in Norwich did the surgery, shaved
did
down
not,
two bone spurs.
Just so you know, did not listen to my advice.
No? Why, you told him to kill me while I was on the table?
No, we'll go. You tell me what you want to tell me, and then I'll tell you what he didn't do.
He shaved down two bone spurs and reattached the tendon to the bone. Ugh. And he gave me a wonderful folder of 8x10 glossy photographs of the arthroscopy. Yeah, they put three holes in me. I look like a bowling ball. And the one was the camera to see where the, you know, and some of the pictures I'm looking at it going, oh, that's where that old drill bit went.
Yeah, right.
It's in
exactly.
my shoulder.
Did they leave hardware in there?
They didn't leave hardware, but we found an extra set of keys from your 92 Geo Storm in
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah, so
wow.
If you want those, I got them for memorabilia.
You know, for the longest time, I searched for those damn things.
Yeah, I had no idea that they were in there.
They were somehow embedded in your shoulder.
Yeah, it's no wonder I was triggering security problems at the airport.
Now, I called and recommended. I didn't speak directly with him because they wouldn't let me through. But
your reputation precedes you.
I gave the person who I got a nurse on there, and I gave her a list of what I thought should be done while you were on the table.
Yeah. What was on that list?
Lobotomy was the first item on the list.
Yeah. Okay.
And they clearly. Well, maybe they
I'm
did do that.
I'm thinking they might have done a little of that.
Right. Do you have any headaches, or you're okay?
No. The main issue remains in the shoulder area in the arm area.
They might not have done the lobotomy.
No, unless they ran the camera up through my collarbone and up in there.
They have ways
through the holes in the back of my.
I also this was just a recommendation to fix you in a way that your arm was always like you were raising your hand to speak,
like a Hitler salute kind of.
No, just right up, like excuse me. Anywhere you went, people would be like, "Yes, Rob."
Yeah,
you know, and to keep it that way, and that would be the only comfortable way. Didn't do that either, did he?
I would have to put a sunroof in every vehicle in order to drive it.
I also
had that arm sticking up at all times.
That's true. Even in the snow.
Yeah, no matter what.
And then I also recommended that, and this was a nice thing, I wanted you to be able to throw at least 70 miles per hour on the mound.
Yeah.
And
that
I'm
would
not
be
sure.
An improvement of about 10 miles an hour from when I was 20.
I wanted 70. And he said, I'll see what I can do, according to the nurse. And so we'll see. When you're done, we'll put you out there on the mound somewhere and watch you, throw a few balls.
It might still be a while because I still can't raise it above. I'm not supposed to raise it above where it was going before the surgery. Still doing the physical therapy around the corner there at
Speaking
Seco.
Speaking of that, I've been invited to help out with physical
have
therapy.
Have you really?
Yes. They have guest physical therapists
really?
Come periodically.
Oh, really?
And I just said, please, just let me wrench that arm around a little bit.
You know, oddly enough, my father wanted to stop over, too, and give some pointers.
He is what you do. Over there.
Just
you take the arm.
Like this.
You pull it this way, you pull it that way. He says it hurts. You put the sling back in, we go and eat something. That's what we do over here. And then you have your mother in the background. Artie, don't put him so hard.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt him. Artie. They're probably listening, right?
Oh, I guess.
Is she going to be mad at me again?
Probably.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you back, I guess. I have to say that.
Yeah,
you know, when you see someone to say, hey, how you doing? You don't really mean it. It's that kind of thing.
By the way, I have a temporary retirement that's on your desk.
A temporary retirement?
Yeah, I'm just going to retire for one day tomorrow and then come back.
Okay.
Because I want to retire as a WCDL staff member.
Right, and then you're going to come
end
back.
In my career as a WCDL. You know how sometimes in sports,
yeah, what's his
they
name?
Bring a guy back in a one-day contract so that he retires, quote-unquote, as an Oakland A or whatever the case may be.
Oh. What's his name? Might do another year, they say. The Yankee pitcher there.
Rivera?
Yeah. He receives all those gifts from all the other teams, and then he might pitch again?
Is he going to give him
back?
That's
a bunch of horse poop.
Well, yeah.
No, seriously. You have to give him back, then, my opinion.
I would think so, yeah. Kind of like when...
The car back? Give all the other...
Well, but you know what, though? When you get married and you get all those gifts, when you get divorced, do you give them all back? No, not necessarily.
I think you should, probably.
Probably should.
You know.
I got a house full of...
A toaster with a bunch of crumbs
in
it?
Yeah, I got a house full of toasters that I just have to go. Going, they've got to go. We've got to move them out.
So, speaking of baseball, let's wish the B-Mets good luck.
85 wins in the regular season.
Yeah, they just
team record.
But
they did.
And the other great thing is they're playing the Yankees for a team in the first round of the playoffs.
That is insanely cool.
Who, by the way, are very good as well.
Well, obviously, they made
Trenton
the playoffs.
Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah, but I went down to two games this year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get down as many as I would have liked to. But one of them was against Trenton,
mm-hmm.
and they had a closer that threw 97 miles per hour.
Yes, excellent.
And it's a weird thing to mm-hmm. be close up to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get around on that? I just don't get how these guys hit those
right.
pitches.
Well, and even if you do, then you're sitting there, and suddenly they toss off an 80-mile-an-hour curveball.
Right, and you're...
And you're just so fouled up, you just sit down and take your third strike.
Right, you're like spun into the ground like a screw.
Right, kind of, like Bugs Bunny when he played...
that cartoon? Yes, I do, absolutely,
Where
I
Bugs
do.
Bugs Bunny played all the positions.
All right, well, it's...
And the
it's,
other guys were swinging telephone poles for bats.
So, yeah.
Those were the days.
So, you're not here tomorrow... Because you're having
a follow-up visit.
They're going to cut the arm off. I think, right?
It's something about making me a tripod. I don't know. It doesn't sound too good to me.
All right. So you're not here tomorrow, and then you're back on Friday.
Yes. And then I'm not here Saturday and Sunday.
And then you're potentially back on Monday, assuming you don't have that
A major
stroke.
Setback.
Right.
A stroke. Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Right.
Very, very
I also
nice.
Asked him to do some dental work while he was in there.
But see, he's not a dentist.
I know, and that's why they refused.
Yeah, well, good.
You know, they just don't listen to my advice.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Because you got your medical degree where exactly?
I went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah.
And I said to him...
And that's enough then, huh? If you went to a doctor, that means you're now an expert.
I stayed at a Holiday Inn as well.
Oh, wow. There you go.
No, I went to
There's
the doctor.
There's one in Oneonta. Why don't you head there right now?
2 days ago I went.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through the conversation, I said, "What do you know?" And I stormed out in anger.
Really? Yeah. We'll sign you up for some anger management classes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Stormed out of anger management classes in a huff. All right. I got to go. I need more coffee.
Yes, you definitely
By the way,
do.
It was nice that's the one good thing with having you back.
Mm-hmm.
The coffee's made already.
Yeah.
Joe didn't do that.
No, Joe brought his own industrial strength tankard of coffee, I saw.
He rolled that thing in with one of those carts.
Yes.
He had to bring
he
it
had
in.
He had a hand truck that he brought it
right.
up the
and never offered me any.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I don't know if you want the Joe's ultimate high test.
Yeah, I know, man.
High octane Afton coffee.
That dude is just out of control. I'm not kidding you, folks.
Well,
intravenous
anyway,
coffee.
I certainly appreciated him filling in for me.
Oh,
I know
yay.
How much he enjoys getting up at 3 a.m.
Oh, but he did, he did a nice job, and he also, did it with a smile most of the time.
Yes, and he told me I better not have any relapses while I was
here.
See,
now Shirley's upset with me now.
Why is Shirley upset?
She said, "What's this about not having your coffee ready for you?" Shirley was making the coffee while Joe was doing his own thing.
Well.
But was it always made? Ooh, I just got the look. Did you see the look?
You forgot then.
Females have that look.
Shirley, he's over 50. He forgets things. Vital things.
Shirley,
like,
there were times it was still dripping in the pot.
Shirley, he sometimes forgets the crucial element of the fly being up or down, depending on what he's doing. So you'll have to forgive him for that.
She bought me one a day vitamins.
Yeah, she bought them.
You know what it says on the label?
Over 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get those.
Yeah, well, you get those, but what is she telling me?
That you're over 50.
No, I know, but am I walking slower? Am I, you know?
You're doing everything slower.
I know. I can't remember a thing either.
Exactly. You can't remember anything. Obviously, you forgot to figure out how to shave today. I see that.
You see that? You know, how would you even notice that?
I could see it from here. I could see, well, you got dark hair and some gray in there. You should let it grow out.
All right. Listen to me. I want you to know this. I wanted to get in here early on your first day back, like I did.
Uh-huh.
It's the earliest I've been in a long time, just to see if you needed any assistance and if everything was okay.
I had my what is this called again?
Sling.
Sling, okay. Right. I had my sling and my ice packs.
Right, but I'm just saying, do you appreciate that?
I appreciate that.
All right.
That's why you didn't shave, because you came in earlier?
Well, because it would have taken me longer.
I try shaving, but I only do like one side of my face at a time, then I have to gear up for the other side.
Part of the lobotomy,
because I can't,
right there.
I can't really quite get up there. So
and I would not have Carrie shave you.
No.
You would be one sliced up guy.
No, I'd be back in the ICU.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have stitches all over the place because, you know, she'd be like, I'm doing fine.
They almost crashed me in the wheelchair, bringing me out of the hospital, by the way, one of the nurses. I think she was trying to do it on purpose.
Did she do a wheelie?
Because you can't imagine me being difficult with the nurses while I was there.
Did you do a wheelie?
I think there was a wheelie involved. It was the back wheels that went up, though, so that wasn't good.
Okay.
It was a back wheel wheelie.
They dumped you on the curb. He's done.
Just dump him in the elevator and let him go down. The elevator opens up on the first floor. There's this guy laying there.
With a black and blue shoulder.
What's this thing called again?
With a sling.
Sling. Thank you.
Right.
I was going to call it plinth again.
I got to go get the coffee that Shirley now apparently is
No, I made the coffee
I know,
morning.
But upset about that.
You better make the next pot and give her some.
Yeah, that's good idea.
There you go.
Shirley had a birthday on Monday.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Monday was, let's see, yesterday was my mother's birthday.
48 years old she was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure my mother might admit to 48 as well.
Well, you see what
which would be
you
weird
doing,
because
right?
She can't be 4 years younger than me.
You see what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, you're sucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's blatant. It's blatant sucking
it's
up.
It's blatant. All right.
I've never seen anything more blatant. Uh-oh. Turn around.
Ooh, I got to talk to her son.
We're in the doghouse now.
Hey, I got to talk to Tim.
We're in the doghouse now.
I got to talk to Tim. Give me advice on how to handle his mom.
Yeah, how's that working for him?
Well, no, I haven't talked to him yet about it.
Okay.
Apparently, the sucking up didn't work.
No, it doesn't
so
look
I need
like
to try another, maybe a little lunch or something.
You got a lot of work to do.
I got
to
go.
You got a lot of work
to do.
All
right, adios.
All right, have fun there, kiddo. All right.